and welcome to the Black and Blue Bloodline. My name is Duke, and joining me today, as always, is my co-host, Fat Man Dre. How you doing, Dre?
I'm good. What's up with you?
I'm pretty good. And we have a guest with us today. His name is...
Uncle J Love.
How you doing today?
I'm happy. How y'all doing?
I'm good.
Good to see
you. All right, first, we're going to get started with our Players of the Week. Want to go for a shirt?
Well, I've been holding off giving the Player of the Week. But I gotta give it to Jalen Hurts. Walk off touchdown.
That's exactly why I had you go first. I knew you was gonna pick him. You'll see why I had you go first.
Right. Yeah, because you're gonna take the other side, huh?
Go.
I already know. But Jalen Hurts had an amazing game. He cut up two on the ground, three are in the air. Amazing game.
He was great.
And, you know, they number one in the NFL for a reason. Even though, you know, we've been arguing that they ain't at the same pace that they was last year. But now, I have to give it to Jalen. You know, Jalen cut up last night. Sunday night.
All right. Yeah, Trey was right. My pick is... the opposing team, Josh Allen, even though they lost, dude still showed why he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Since he's been in the league, I believe he's been in 6 overtime games, and he showed up in every last one of them. But unfortunately, his defense let him down in every last one of them.
Yeah.
But Josh Allen, he put up a show on Sunday, and he put his team in a position to win twice. So, my player of the week is Josh Allen.
Oh.
You know he was a Dak Prescott. I forgot to tell y'all, he had a Cowboy fan.
Yeah. I'm a Cowboy fan. I think Parson should be the number one. You know what I'm saying? Because Cowboy, they showing a good strategy of coming and playing great defense. And with the offense, I say right now, they are an unstoppable team. Was my saying, and that's what I'm just saying. You know, Parson and the Cowboys, their defense, they got it going on.
All right, we're going to get into our first topic. And I was kind of hoping I didn't want to be here for this, but because I wanted to do this stuff. I've been wanting to do this stuff for a while. But out of spite, Cowboys fans and jealousy, first thing we're going to talk about is the Eagles and Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
First, I want to pick up on what you said earlier about the Eagles. Earlier in the season, yeah, I was on them because I did not think that they were playing as well as they did last year. But these past 2 weeks, the Eagles have shown me that they look like, well, right now they have been looking better than they did last year.
They're playing great right now. They're looking like the favorites to win the Super Bowl. I changed my prediction after Sunday who I got in that Super Bowl.
Who did you have before?
I think the Eagles and Bills.
But so that's still mine right now.
But mine is changing to Eagles and Ravens.
I don't trust the Ravens.
Baltimore, they've been playing better than what people are giving them.
They have been playing really good, but I feel like they've been playing really good for the past 4 years. My issue with the Ravens, outside of when Lamar Jackson got injured, even when he still was healthy, my issue with them is every single time they get to the playoffs, they're just like the Celtics. They will choke away at the worst possible moment. So, and there have been multiple times this season where we've seen the Ravens not play as good as they're supposed to be
but
playing.
But that new offensive coordinator is better.
Yes, that is true. But I'm just saying, I don't trust them yet. They're right now, the way I am with the Ravens, for me to believe it, I'm going to have to see it. So, for me, I'm still Eagles, Bills. I feel like the Bills are still a really good team. But, they just got
the Ravens. They still in it though.
No, I'm not saying they are. I'm just talking about the Super Bowl right now.
You know what I'm saying?
Right now, my Super Bowl has. I mean, you know I was 49ers and Bills first, but now I'm Eagles.
Bulls going to do what they started what to do back in the day. It's not happening now. Their consequences is not going. Especially Lamar Jackson, he getting old. He's not running like he used to no more.
Yeah, he throwing the ball more.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Exactly. That's what you want. You want to take him a two-step and throw. If you got a chance to throw, you know what I'm saying?
I would have loved to see this Baltimore team play Kansas City last year.
Yeah, because they more matched now.
That would be a game.
See, because last year it was more... they had more...
Ravens was more reliable.
Yeah. I just
think this team of the Ravens is better than what they had before. And if they played the Chiefs, like if this team played last year's Chiefs, that I just think that would be an amazing game. I don't know who would come out on top, but I think that would be an amazing game.
Yeah, this team got all the speed.
One thing about the Chiefs, they are team bound. You know what I'm saying? They work in. One thing about Mahomes, I don't care if he got to run it or throw it and throw it under, or if he got to run himself. He gets in there. They do good work. You know what I'm saying? Him and Kelsey, I mean, that's a team of a dynasty right there still, right now.
Look, I didn't see them getting that this year. Their team is, they're not the power that they was. They've been the last 3-4 years.
Yeah.
They're not that same caliber of team. Because they, for one, at this point, I'm saying, you know, and I know I'm not the only one saying this, you know, maybe you should have paid Tyreek. Because now you seeing what Tyreek is doing for a whole other organization.
I don't even think it's that. I think the issue is they tried to take the Bill Belichick approach and thought that they could just go get a whole bunch of Walmart receivers. That's a little bit disrespectful.
Oh, that was great. That was great value disrespectful.
I mean, Bill Belichick did get Walmart receivers. The difference is Bill Belichick's system and Tom Brady made those receivers just better. Whereas, I'm not saying Patrick Mahomes can't do that, but I think the receivers with the Chiefs, they have an ego that the Patriots receivers didn't have. I don't know.
That's the new. That's the receiver who's been number four, who's been taking off lately.
I gotta go back and look.
It doesn't matter. You can't go by no. You know, one thing about the Chiefs, Philadelphia, Dallas Cowboys, Buffalo Bills.
No, look.
I'm talking about all the top teams right now. You see, and you gotta look at the other teams that's 4-5. They still got a chance to make it to the playoffs.
No. Look, my point with that was, like, even though the Chiefs. They like right now. They're not looking very good. Somehow they're still winning. Like they're still number one in the AFC.
Exactly.
And you don't even really believe that they're going to go to the Super Bowl this year, which is why it's hard to bet against them.
But I just say you got to look at the team. Still 5-6, 4-4, and you know what I'm saying. They still got a chance to make it to the playoffs to play the Chiefs. Now, any given Sunday, you could be beat. You know what I'm saying?
Any given Sunday.
Any given Sunday, you could be beat. Nobody knew it was on Saturday, Sunday, or whatever.
Yeah.
You gotta look at the Panthers division. If the Panthers can win the next three games, they can go to the playoffs.
Yeah, we need more than three wins.
Well, maybe one more.
We'll get to the Panthers.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We kind of diverged a little bit because, not a little bit, we diverged a lot. First, we started talking about, I want to talk about the Eagles and the Bills. I have an issue with Sean McDermott, their defensive coordinators, and everybody on that defense. I just don't understand. First, they fired Ken Dorsey as a scapegoat for that offense. And yeah, their offense has been looking better. And Josh Allen has been looking better since he left. But I do not understand. Every single time, and you know, this is for all sports media too, talking about the Bills. Everybody is coming back at Josh Allen, saying Josh Allen didn't do this, Josh Allen didn't do that. Which, you're talking about him being 0-6 in overtime games. From the overtime games that I've seen him playing, every single one of those, you have a minute or less in that game. He drives his team down to go score in the fourth quarter. They're up. What does their defense do? They allow them to the opposing team to go and score, well, to tie it up at least, in about less than 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Every single time. They do it every single time.
Yeah.
They tie it up. They get to overtime. The Bills go and score. What does their defense do? Allow them to drive right down the field and get a touchdown. At some point, when are you going to ask your defense, can you please play better? Like, this offense is doing the best they can to try to help you win this game. And every single time, you just let them march right down the field. It doesn't seem like you want to make any adjustments to nothing. I mean, come on. And then that timeout that Sean McDermott took at the end of the game against the Eagles. Why are you taking that timeout?
I'm going to say what's going on. I'm a defensive coordinator. You know what I'm saying? I like defense. That's what I play. You know what I'm saying? Now, if your defense can hold them, and then you all right. You know what I'm saying? But if you don't have a defense now, because Panthers right now, they don't have blocking. They can try to block for
My Panthers didn't do nothing to you. We talk about the Bills. Leave my Panthers alone, okay?
I apologize.
No Bills, but yeah. See, my problem with the Bills, their defense, if you look at their defense is a bunch of old vets. And by the time the end of the game is, they done. And that's how they get beat every time. If you look at when they lost to the Chiefs, like you talking about, they drove right back down the field.
Yeah. They
quit.
They made it look so easy.
Yeah.
And, you know, what really pisses me off about that is when they were playing the Eagles, the drive before the Bills went and scored a touchdown to go win the game, the Bills' defense was playing good.
Yeah. True.
They got the Eagles' offense off the field in like three plays.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, on the very last drive, you can't do nothing.
Yeah.
Like, they marked every single pass completed.
But
I heard something today where they passed it to the left side every single time. You don't think maybe put more guys to cover over there, do something to stop them from throwing it to that side?
Yeah.
Like, come on now.
Yeah.
If you got a running game, then you got to watch that too. You see what I'm saying? So you can't wait until they're going to throw it. If you got a running game and a throwing game, and that's going to mess the whole thing up. That's what makes the great football team, a running game and a throwing game. And keep them out of the field.
That's true.
I'm not trying to take anything away from the Eagles.
They are a great team.
I mean,
but my issue is just the Bills. Like,
they have to stand up.
Like, defense is a thing.
Yeah.
And I'm so sick of people always coming back to Josh Allen. Like, Josh Allen is not perfect at all. But in moments that he has had to show up, he has shown up. And his defense does nothing. They're just like, yeah, you take us there. We're just going to sit here.
Then they fire the coach.
Bruh.
They fire the coach.
No, they don't. I don't think they should fire him, but his seat should be hot.
Why would they fire the coach?
Hold up. I
want to
hear what you're
going to
say.
The only reason I think Sean McDermott going to get fired this year is because you've been in the same predicament for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You can get to the playoffs, but that's far.
This year makes 6 now.
Yeah, 6 years. You've been getting to the playoffs. Well, this year, you don't even know if you're going to make the playoffs. You're the number 10 seed in the AFC right now.
And the team in front of you is the Dolphins, who can't be a winning team. The
Dolphins are a winning team.
They are, but the problem is
they can't be nobody that's good.
There is no excuse right now for the Bills.
It doesn't matter. When you come to play them, they come to play. I'm going to give it to the Dolphins. The Dolphins, Right, but now,
the issue is that the Bills don't show up when they're supposed to. Or at least their defense. Like, and this is my problem with Sean. I like Sean McDermott. You know, because he came from the Panthers. Yeah. And two of the greatest defenses in Panthers history was under him. Yeah. But why is it in Buffalo? Your defense, yes, your defense is good. It's one of the best defenses in the league. But they can't close out a game.
Offense can't score.
Their offense did score, though. That's the thing. The Bills' offense drove it down. In overtime, Josh Allen and Gabe Davis should have closed it out.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I want to blame that on Josh Allen or Gabe Davis. They said Davis ran the wrong route, but at the same time, Josh Allen, I don't know. But
this is on that play. I have to give credit to Darius Slay because he knocked him off his route, and that's how he ended up outside instead of inside.
But my thing still is, you want to keep the guy on the outside, the Bills score.
If we do catch it, if we jump, if we push him out of bounds, it's no catch.
But, the Bills scored. Even if it wasn't a touchdown, they got you 3 points. One drive. We need you to make one stop. It's the Eagles, but everybody gets paid to get out here and play good football.
They should have beat them.
There's absolutely no excuse for that. I'm sick of people ignoring the Bills' defense. This is ridiculous. Sean McDermott needs to be held accountable for this because you're supposed to be a defensive guy.
At this point, maybe you just need to be a defensive coordinator.
Defensive fault.
Maybe you be better offense, defensive coordinator. You just focus on defense.
Let him be defensive coordinator during Brian Daboll back as head coach.
It came down to be defense.
And he's an offensive guy.
All you gotta do is stop him. You couldn't even stop him. They went all the way down the field. Then he got a touchdown.
Brian Daboll, I'd get out of New York.
I might as well see they got 3 points.
He's still gonna be a dude and go to Buffalo.
The big old kicker. He missed a 3-point conversion. For Buffalo. The big old kicker.
He didn't miss a kick.
Yes, he did. He missed a kick.
He missed two.
He missed a three-point conversion.
This was before overtime.
Yeah, he damn sure did. If we'd have kicked that field goal, they'd have won by one. Buffalo would have won by one if the field goal kicker had kicked that field goal. It would have made no difference if Philadelphia would have scored two.
He missed one.
He missed an extra point. He did. But the rest of them he didn't miss. He missed the extra point. And so then, they scored, and he missed the extra point.
All right, we're going to go ahead and get into the Panthers now. Before y'all go, just let me say everything that's happened from Sunday to today, okay? So first, of course, Panthers lose again. What was the score, 17-10? And they lose on one of the worst play calls I've ever seen in my life. Like, you throw a screen pass on 4th and 6. Are you actually trying to win? But I guess that is the reason why Frank Reich ended up getting fired 24 hours later.
But he came back and took over, called the game the week before.
Hold up, because there's still some more.
He took the airphone from the other guy, and he didn't do nothing, because Dallas whooped the wheels off them, and put some more on him. You gotta bring up Dallas.
So Frank White got fired 24 hours later. Not only that, Deuce Staley and Josh McCown gets fired.
Why?
I guess they were Frank Reich's guys. I don't know.
Tell me why.
I didn't fire them. I don't work for the Panthers. Come on. Who's the interim coach?
What about the new coach? The Chinese coach.
Dan Toler.
The Panthers are going to get a new coach. His name Wen Wonsung. Chinese. He from China. Wen Wonsung.
What's Tabor? Tabor, whatever. Is it Chris? I think it's Chris. I don't know. His last name is Tabor. I don't know why I blanked on his name. And then there was another coach, the one he used to coach for the Lions.
Jim Caldwell.
Yes. So Chris Tabor and Jim Caldwell, they were the ones that fired Deuce Staley and Josh McCown.
But, you said they did?
Yeah, that was their decision.
Wow.
So,
Cause it took two people to fire one person.
No, they fired two people. But I guess they're both kind of the interim head coach, even though I guess Chris Tabor has the title of interim head coach, which I think is a good thing because, I mean, the special teams was the only good part about the Panthers this season.
We had a punt return.
First one since 2017.
Yeah.
That was actually our first special teams touchdown since 2017. All that happened. But honestly, I don't really want to waste too much time on the Panthers because I'm still very annoyed with this franchise. I love the Panthers, but everything that has happened since 2018 all goes back to the owner. Unfortunately, we can't fire David Tepper, but until this man gets out of his own way and gets out of the Panthers' way, and allow these coaches, whoever he hires, allow them to be a coach and stop controlling, being so controlling, that's when this franchise will get better.
Did you see his press conference?
I did not watch it, but I know it went just as bad as it did last year.
I'm going to say this. I heard somebody else say this. At this point, he don't know how to be an owner.
Oh, yeah.
He came out.
Can't take accountability for nothing.
He said that they was going to trade up to the second pick to get C.J. Stroud. But the whole staff came to a unanimous decision to take Bryce when they got the first pick.
Yeah. That's
which, if you trading up for somebody, why do you change your mind when you go up to the first pick? You stay with the pick that you want.
My thing is, I think there's a lot to blame Frank Reich for because there's a lot of bad decisions he has made. Yeah. But when it comes to that, that right there is what I am talking about. I have no problem with Bryce Young, but your head coach says he wants a different quarterback and you force him to go get another one, that's wrong. Do his job. Wanted C.J. Stroud. I don't know if this team would look, how much better this team would look with C.J. Stroud because the rest of this team still sucks.
Man, listen,
but the end of the day, this offense probably would look slightly better because C.J. Stroud probably fits Frank Reich's offense better than Bryce Young. Exactly. And it's very clear that Frank Reich was unwilling to change his offense for anybody. So let your coaches do their jobs, okay? That's all I got to say to David Tepper.
But still, they don't have no blocking. They got to protect the man. This man running around on all game long. Every Sunday.
CJ ain't got the best line either.
He's the most solid quarterback in NFL. Why? Because he ain't got no blocking.
Yeah. But also, I'm going to tell you, I watch the game. I play O-line and D-line.
Me too.
The problem with the Panthers blocking is because it's the scheme that they're running. Mm-hmm. They're trying to run double bubble shit. I can't think of the name of it. The double zone, basically. Trying to double everybody.
Yeah,
When last year we ran power run.
McCaffrey, though.
You don't need McCaffrey. They ran without McCaffrey last year. I run game didn't get good until they traded him away. When they won, they won nothing. What about McCaffrey?
Hold up. No, we talking about last year.
You thinking with the Cowboys brain right now? I don't need you to think with the Cowboys.
That's what I'm saying. They shouldn't have traded.
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about how this offense was run last year after they traded Christian McCaffrey away and fired the head coach. They completely changed this offensive scheme up to fit the players that they had.
Yeah.
And they were able to run the football effectively. They set records. Know if it was NFL records, but they set Panthers records.
With Steve Wilkes.
This year, we bring in Frank Reich, and he says, I'm going to keep the same players, but I'm going to force them into a different scheme. And that's what Trey is talking about. These players are not set up to run that Frank Reich scheme.
Like, look,
passing heavy offense. Like, this is a run
example
first.
Is the perfect example of what shows what why our blocking scheme, that our blocking scheme is terrible. Look at Icky. Icky had an amazing season last year. This season, he looks like shit.
Yeah. First of all, Icky shouldn't even be playing left tackle.
No.
Brady Christian will come back, switch them two, please.
I don't know. I like him at.
If you can't protect your quarterback,
he would be a great left guard. Even last year, I noticed that Icky was not very good in pass protection. He needs to play left guard.
That's the whole key.
Brady Christensen is not a bad left tackle. He's not great, but he's not bad. I think the offensive line would be better.
Just take a stroll back with me to last year. Now, remember, we was a run heavy deep offense. So they took a lot of pressure off of Icky. When it was pass protect, they was lighting up because, hey, they might run this ball. So Icky didn't look bad last year. That's what I'm saying. It's just this scheme. You got him trying to pass protect every five plays.
But you still can't ignore that. He's
should be running.
He's still not very good in it, though.
Even the commentator in the game was like, he was like, Frank Wright, the problem is you got to set your players up for success. You're not running the ball. You ran the ball five times, then you still go throw 17 times, and then go back to a screen. When did you set them up to run the ball?
So you're a Panther fan too?
Yeah.
And you're a Panther fan?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a Cowboy fan.
We know that.
I'm just gonna speak my piece. We doing all right. That's all I gotta say about that.
That was really fuck everybody else. We on top.
I'll leave it alone.
2 minutes
and then we moving on to the
Gold Cowboys.
You ruined it for your Cowboys. Right. I was going to talk about them, but you ruined it.
The Panthers got a new coach. He's a Chinese dude called Win One Soon.
We will be.
Yep.
West Charlotte coming play him next Sunday.
That is so disrespectful. That is so disrespectful. Man, you said nothing about the Cowboys. You talking about West Charlotte. We're going to go ahead and get into the predictions. But before we do that, I would like to say, my Miami Heat, we are looking great this year. Be prepared to see the Miami Heat as the 2023 NBA champions.
He can keep on.
It definitely won't be the Spurs.
The Spurs.
The
Spurs, baby.
The Spurs got a chance.
I'll keep all my dreams in Dallas.
First game we got is on Thursday. The Seahawks will be playing the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Cowboys should win this one pretty easy.
Yeah, they got Cowboys on that one.
Yeah, because they got to come to Dallas. We got another goddamn home game.
We got to write Geno Smith off this year.
So they got to come to Dallas.
We writing back, Geno.
Yeah.
It didn't matter if it was in Dallas or not.
Dallas is going to win. If it would surprise me if Seahawks pulled that one off.
If it was in Seattle, then I think it'd be a tougher matchup. Dallas
don't lose at home. At first, the thing got built.
That's not true. They can win at home.
I could go back eight years
and bring up an example of when Dallas lost at home.
Of course, I remember that was a special Thanksgiving.
I will not forget.
They landed on him.
You remember when Thomas Davis ended Tony Romo's career?
Yeah. He was running.
Well, we know you remember it. That was a tough day for y'all.
It's still Tony Romo, all right. But you know what I'm saying? Like I say, Prescott.
Two in a row. Yeah. And one of them, he scored.
Yeah.
But one thing I say about that, this year, Dallas is at home. And we don't stand nobody coming on there and blowing us out. We blow y'all becoming Dallas, baby.
Yeah.
Jay Love is out, baby. Peace.
We'll see in January.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. The Panthers got a full
Captain Caveman, baby. Jay Love. Captain Caveman.
All right.
Put us in prime time like that.
I know. Panthers ain't good enough for prime time. Neither are the Bucks.
No.
The Broncos and Texans. This one's tough because the Broncos has been playing really well.
Yeah, but I'll take the Texans because their defense are still back up.
But the thing with the Texans, like, they're up and down, but at the same time, you can't ever count them out.
That's what I'm saying.
For now, I'm going to go with the Broncos. I'm going to go with the momentum train. So I think the Broncos will win this. I'm going to need their defense to play bad because CJ Stroud, I'm going to need him to throw like four touchdowns.
Oh, you picked him up too? I did too.
I picked him up like week three.
I'm going to go for the Texans because Texans, they proven the whole point with their defense. Their defense is showing a whole lot of activity. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take the Texans.
They really should have won that game this week versus the Jaguars.
Yeah, they should won out.
Oh no, I knew they was gonna lose that.
Nah, when I say
I didn't watch it, but I just
the play, next, he can't keep next, the field goal.
Who next team playing?
I ain't even pick who I'm gonna get. We're gonna pick them right here. I'm gonna take the Texans.
Okay.
I'm gonna take the
Texans. Yeah, little Cam, you know, I pick the Texans.
I got you.
You got me.
Yeah. All right, Chargers and Patriots. I got the Chargers.
I take the Chargers too.
Reason why
I take the Chargers because they come with a spark and they don't have a care in the world right now. This is how to destroy anybody's chance of doing, you know what I'm saying? They destroy. They come out, I take the Chargers. They warriors now.
I got the Chargers too. Lions and Saints. I already know this is going to be more competitive than I want it to. It's going to stress me out. But I got the Lions.
Well, I got the Lions too. Like I said, you got to look at the defense. I'm a defensive player, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going with the Lions too. I don't think they have enough strategy to try to stop their defense. Nick.
Steelers, Cardinals. If the Steelers don't beat the brakes off them,
I'm going with that
new 400-yard offense.
They ain't had one since 2018.
Cardinals won one game.
No, they got two.
With two. One thing, they did beat Dallas. I'm not going to knock it off.
No, you got to stop shaking it.
They did beat Dallas, right? So, Cardinals ain't got, they have not, everything, they have to prove too, I'm going to take the Cardinals.
You going to take the Cardinals?
Yeah.
Only because they beat Dallas.
No. Because they, I'm telling you, you got these teams right now. You got teams right now. They don't have nothing to lose, but them to win. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Even given Sunday, you can be beat. You know what I mean? Give who you are.
You can't be beat.
You know what I'm saying?
All right,
let's go.
Falcons and Jets.
Falcons.
Okay. I'm going to take the Jets.
No.
Defense. The defense is wild.
Wilson, the quarterback, he has nobody to throw to.
He's not starting. He has plenty to throw to. He just sucks.
Yeah, he do. With my last name, chump motherfucker.
But Desmond Ritter also sucks, but that's why I'm choosing the Jets.
You taking the Jets?
I ain't taking the Jets. Who are they playing?
Jets and Falcons.
I'm taking the Falcons.
Who you got here?
You know, it's hard for me. I don't want to pick them.
Like I said, you got to look at their record, though.
I don't want them Dirty Birds to win.
The Jets going to win.
Also, would it help your team, though? Would it help your team?
Tremendously.
It would.
Right then. So but it's the thing. Who you going to pick then?
The Jets can't put no points on the board.
Exactly.
If they shut the Falcons out, which they can, because
they will not. They can't. You already done split for one quarter.
I'm rocking with the Jets.
All they got to do is just keep the Falcons from scoring points.
Don't take the Jets, man. Go back to the Atlanta Falcons. I'm telling you, they have no quarterback. The first place quarterback is already gone.
The Falcons ain't got a quarterback.
That's the second quarterback. Why would you take him to win?
I'm taking the better of the two defenses.
I'm going to take the Jets. All right.
Put me down what?
I got you for the Falcons.
All right.
Colts and Titans.
I take the Titans.
This one's a divisional game, so it'll be pretty tough. It's Tennessee.
I'll take the Titans.
Both teams are not very good, but the Colts have looked better this season.
Because look at their record. See, it's the record. That's what I'm saying.
The record don't always determine who's going to win.
I ain't talking about who don't say he's going to win. I'm talking about the record who got to win. You see what I'm saying? You need that game. You got to win that game. Like Buffalo. They lost that game, and you should have won.
Both teams need a win. The Colts are number two in the AFC South. The Tennessee Titans are number four.
Put Jalen down for the Titans.
And they also got to worry about the Jaguars. So they both need a win.
Put the Buffalo. Blue Eyes. He long as the damn defense coming, he cannot function.
I'm going to take the Colts because so far this year they have looked better than the Titans. And, I mean, I don't know I really just don't know how much I can just trust the Titans to choose them. So I'm gonna go with the Colts.
After I watch the game on Sunday, Titans. I will be taking the Colts after the game.
What you take before the game?
Titans won. They won Sunday.
They done won three games in a row. No, the Titans lost Sunday.
No, they
didn't.
They did not.
They did. They played us.
You don't tell me about my football now.
You opening up old wounds.
I was on the next one.
I watched every Sunday. Okay. Football, baby.
So I'm going to go ahead and say.
Titans won.
I'm going to take the
Colts. They won three in a row.
You taking
Colts? I'm taking Colts.
Okay.
I think they got. I'm going to go Titans.
I'm telling you.
Only reason I'm going Titans is because. D-Hop.
Okay. What?
Has not done
Let me ask you a question.
He hasn't.
Nephew, let me ask you a question. How many games did Colts done won?
Six.
They're six and what?
Five.
All right. Titans.
They're 4-7.
I'm telling you. They done won three games in a row. And they got a rookie quarterback.
That is not true.
They got a rookie quarterback.
The Titans just got off a three games losing streak.
Oh, that was three games losing streak. They gonna win then. I think Titans.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and go. I'm rocking with the.
I'm take the Titans.
I'm gonna go with the Colts.
Go with the Colts. The Colts
actually
tight.
On a three game winning streak.
So. By three.
And Gardner Minshew, he looked good.
Minshew mania, I've been telling you, Trey.
Right, who next?
All right. Dolphins, Commanders. I don't know if it makes any difference, but it's in Washington. I don't know. Washington, they're a competitive team, but for some reason they can't win. I don't know whether or not the Dolphins will play good this week.
Dallas beat them 4-4. You know what I'm saying? 10. So they ain't got nothing to prove. I damn sure ain't pulling for them. Excuse me. I'm going to take Dolphins.
You're taking
the
Dolphins. Yeah. I'm going to choose the Dolphins, too. But I think this will... I actually think this will be more competitive than what most people think.
Yeah.
No.
We all got Dolphins.
And then my son, he put on the team, Jeff Wilson Jr. Yeah, I wish he was my son.
All right, Panthers, Buccaneers.
Buccaneers.
I'm taking Panthers.
I refuse to pick the Panthers again. Yeah. Not Panthers. This year. I don't trust
them.
Unless they can pull off a 2-game winning streak, I will not.
Yeah.
If they at least win one game. The last time they won one game and I picked them, I was wrong.
I don't think that's true. We lost the overtime, but we won the next game. We should have won that first one. You know who fought and won the next game. Y'all game is over with, and you fired two coaches.
We should have kept the coach who took it.
We won short.
I'm choosing the Buccaneers. I don't trust the Panthers.
Yeah, all
right. They just fired their head coach.
There's absolutely no trust. Who you said?
I think Joe Van Wagner ain't going to no Panthers now.
He's going to the Bucs.
Who next?
Browns and Rams. I'll take the Browns. Browns just got the break speed off of them last week, so I'm definitely taking
the Browns. Browns got to have their break speed off them Sunday. They win Sunday.
They win Sunday. Yes, they did. They beat the Cardinals.
By what?
They shut them out. 14.
Yeah. What? They shut them out for the season.
That's it for them.
Yeah, I got the Rams this week. But I think it'd be tough because the Browns, their defense is still pretty good.
Yeah. Browns don't play.
Sure, you clearly don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, who next?
Why is this not the 8 o'clock game? Eagles and 49ers.
That's a 4 o'clock game?
Why is that not
the 8 o'clock game? That's American game of the week.
Yeah.
That should be the 8 o'clock. Hold up. They've known about this game since April. And, why is this not the 8 o'clock game?
They know good well at 4 o'clock, they're not going to let, in this region, they're going to have us watch the Panthers and Bucks. We ain't going to get to see this good game.
Guess who played the 8 o'clock game?
Who?
Chiefs and Packers.
Who?
Why is the Eagles and 49ers not the 8 o'clock game?
They said we can't get into Jalen 2 weeks in a row because we know he's going to just cut up.
But I got the Eagles.
Oh, man. I'm talking about, you picked the Eagles. Who are they playing now?
The 49ers. Don't forget what you said about the Eagles earlier.
I'm picking the 49ers because I don't want the Eagles to win.
That ain't got nothing to do with what you want to do. I'm talking about who you think will win. That ain't the same thing.
Yeah, San Fran going to win. Because every time.
They come and spike the Cowboys.
When we played Hurts, we had them. All we had to do was go. When they played Kansas City.
That's what you're supposed to do, but for some reason, y'all can't ever score when you need to. So.
I'm a Cowboy fan. So me and you, Eagles, and he got
the 49ers. Yeah. Chiefs, Packers. It's in Green Bay. I don't know if that makes much of a difference. It's probably going to be cold, so I don't know if they're going to be catching this week.
What are they playing?
It is cold, but it ain't Minnesota cold.
Yeah. Not Minnesota, Michigan cold.
It's in Green Bay.
It's in Green Bay.
Green Bay's in Michigan, right?
I'll take Green Bay.
Green Bay and Wisconsin.
I'll take Green Bay.
That's right there off the water.
I have to learn my geography.
What are you talking about? The water's a lake.
Kansas City ain't Wisconsin cold.
But that lake falls into the ocean.
Yeah.
That thing.
Yeah. But I'm going to still go Kansas City because...
I pick Green Bay. Green Bay sucks.
Yeah.
We're going to pick Green Bay. Their defense sold a little stamina last week. And they got, you know...
Well, it wasn't enough.
They were actually playing good, but
the Lions came back.
But they're playing the Lions, though. That's why I picked the Lions.
No, this week they're playing the Chiefs. That was last week they played the Lions.
I understand that. That's what I'm telling you. That's why I picked them this week to win. Because the Lions, they ran all over them And Edelman like a lion.
Monday night game, Bengals-Jaguars. Jaguars.
I know, I got the Jags. This ain't been a good week, man. We've been a real...
I'll take the Bengals.
I know, right?
The Bengals got a good defense.
Well, I think the issue is, for the first time this week, or the first time this year, we're on the same page about the Eagles.
All right. Then the pick.
You got Bengals, right?
I mean, who I pick?
You got the Bengals.
Yep. You picked the Bengals?
Yeah. Okay. Bones out. And your nephew. And then you next nephew. Who you pick?
Yeah, you got Cowboys, Texans, Chargers, Lions, Cardinals, Falcons, Titans, Dolphins, Bucks, Browns, 49ers, Pack, and the Bengals.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's going to be a lot of L's thrown that way. Mm-hmm. And the bad thing is, I'm going to tell you.
I can see two. Maybe two. Two. I bet you. You put a little mustard on your side of your bread.
Just like that guy from the barbershop this weekend, right?
I'm giving you my predicament. That's what I'm telling you. You got to go by defense. Defense win a ball game. Offense win tickets.
You're right.
You got to look at that.
You're right with that, but also you got to see who got to remember there's another team called the
defense field. Player of the year. Damn. Back in the damn day. But I'm still here. Bye. That's what I pick. I pick defense.
Yeah, we get.
You can't. If your defense can stop it, it's over with.
Man.
And everyone I pick got good two defense.
Different. We only got two different.
Which one? Which one's that?
The Panthers and Bucks and the Texans and Broncos.
Who picked the Panthers to win?
I did.
What?
Yeah.
There you go,
Terry. Yeah. I'm a rock. I told you last time we
fired
the coach.
They won the week after that.
They should have won the first week, though.
They should have, but DJ
Eddie could have kicked two field goals. Eddie Pinyar missed two field goals.
And they were play better in the first half, but we're not going to get in there.
Yeah, why?
P.J. could have played better.
We already into it.
But
Cam Newton came. Oh, he had more rushing yards than his wide receiver.
Well, we ain't getting
running back.
Now, well, you know what said this week, though.
Them Cowboys, baby. Cowboys. Jalen.
What'd he say? Oh, he said that.
Oh, you talking about the team's not calling him?
Yeah. He said that. That the Panthers actually tried to get him to come back. Last year.
Oh.
But they wanted him to back up Sam Darnold.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
Cam Newton?
Yeah.
See.
He said the reason he didn't take it is because he told them that he wanted an opportunity to play.
Yeah. First of all, you already know Cam Newton's personality. What made you think he was going to go for that?
Nah. He's an egret. You know what I'm saying? Little kid, we want to shake his hand. When he lose, he don't even sit there. But he throw the football to a little kid. You know what I'm saying?
See, but Cam,
he was nasty, man. I mean, and Steve Smith was too.
Yeah, Steve is cool, though.
I ain't like neither one of them, but you supposed to be a role model. Why you act like some total idiot?
Cam is cool. Every time I met Cam was cool.
Look, anytime you'll start on the side of the bench with a towel over his head, with his head down, ain't what you want.
Why is he hating on Cam?
Well, see,
We was on the Panther thing. That's what I'm saying. Now we're on the Panther area.
Anytime Cam was
putting... All right, but let it go then. Let it go. Get over and out.
Fuck it. You bring him over to the Cowboys. Cowboys fans are crazy. Unnecessary shots. She just hype up her own team. That's a whole.
And she get always get.
Well, they won't let me talk about Dallas. Let me tell you about what Dallas gonna do. Just what Dallas gonna do. Dallas gonna take names and kick some butt later. Look, and you can quote that.
Look, when San Francisco march up in Dallas this playoff season,
well, you
we already know. We know what we're going with.
And that'll be our problem. That'll be our problem. San Fran. San Fran always going to beat us. We can't make it out. We can't never make it out of the first round.
We used to couldn't make it out.
But now y'all still
this year. This year.
Last time y'all made it out of the first round. We used to couldn't make it out.
We're going to make it this year.
We're going to make it this year. I was not born yet.
That was like 95.
We're going to make it.
It picked up me.
We're going to make it. We're going to beat somebody.
Who was we?
Dallas Cowboys.
All right, there you go. Miami gets beat.
Every year this
you ain't have to, you ain't have to do all that.
They say this is our year.
Oh,
they said if you don't know a Cowboy fan, don't say that. There's something wrong. Goodness.
See, let me straighten you real quick, because I wasn't going to come in and get on this podcast until you start coming for a stop. I got this.
He started.
I'm tired.
We ain't even got to talk about it.
Thank you.
We been about it. Yeah. Point blank. Panthers fan. One game.
Yeah.
Going home every year.
Y'all already at home every year.
You right. So y'all sitting at the same couch we sitting on. Enjoying the Super Bowl
We get to go to the hotel. Yeah. Y'all don't even get to make it out the city. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all going on back here because I'm a star. I ain't even got to go.
They be ready for the hotels because they be wild card teams. Barely making it in for one.
Thanks for listening. Good night.